tell all your friends.
Then I am the man to see it. Baby, I'm your handyman.
In our attempt to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we become your handyman and try and solve dilemmas, problems, or moments or events of anxiety around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Let's bring Alyssa back into the conversation. We're talking about an exorbitant skyrocketing water bill at her home. Alyssa, one of the things I'd like you to check first is the swimming pool. You've got an automatic filler on there. Here's a very simple way you can check to see. It's not foolproof and it's not absolute accurate, but it's a very easy way to check. I want you to get to the hardware store and buy a 5-gallon bucket, empty bucket.
And if you do your own pool maintenance, you got a chlorine bucket that's probably emptied pretty soon.
Yeah. Get a 5-gallon bucket wherever you have to go to pick one up. And fill it with enough water to sink the bucket to the second step in your swimming pool. Now, when the bucket sits on that step, I want the water inside the bucket to be at exactly the same level as the water in the pool on the outside of the bucket. Turn your pool filler off. The water level in the bucket should evaporate at the same rate the swimming pool water evaporates. If after 2 or 3 days you detect that the swimming pool water is significantly lower than the water in that bucket, we're losing more swimming pool water than we should. If we're losing more water than we should, and that filler is constantly having to stay on, that is a water spike event that's fairly common. So do that simple test. There are more complicated, more detailed tests we can do, but that's where we start. That test gets done for the price of a 5-gallon bucket, about $3. If we have to start spending money to bring equipment to find those leaks in the pool, we're going to spend quite a bit more than that. But we have the equipment available to do that if necessary. Now, the sinkholes are a whole nother issue that worry me tremendously. I'd like to get your address off air. I'd like to take a satellite image of your home. And then I'd like to get you back on the phone and talk to you about where are the irrigation valves, where is the manifold to your house, where's the water meter to your house, and circle for me on this satellite image where the sinkholes are to see if there's any correlation to where those plumbing devices are and the sinkhole is occurring. So I'll be in touch with you, get your exact address. I don't want you to give it to me over the air. And I'll do that little sit at my desk satellite observation for you. In the meantime, go get a 5-gallon bucket and do what I said to do on the second step of the swimming pool. Turn that automatic filler off and let's talk in a day or two. All right. One of the things we're going to talk about in the next hour are shower heads and what impact they can have. We're talking water all month long. And if you haven't shopped for a shower head recently, I know it's not good English, but you just ain't going to believe what's available out there. It's absolutely incredible. It's like I tell people when they're shopping for kitchen appliances. If you haven't shopped kitchen appliances recently, and the last time you did your kitchen, you got all your appliances for $2,800. Baby, all I can tell you, you got a big surprise coming. Oh, man. Absolutely. So, if you haven't shopped shower heads, Romy, do you know you can buy a shower head that sings to you?
plays music or sings to you?
Plays music.
Plays music. I didn't know that.
It plays your music selection. You feed it through a Bluetooth.
I did know that.
You can get in there and listen to... You can have your daughters get in there, and you can then you can put your music on. That might shorten their shower time. Save you a little hot water. It was a gift I bought Carol when she went away to college, and she said it was all of her dorm suite mates' best gift that any of them had, and they'd all go shower and play their music. But it does tend to make for a longer shower. Did you know you can buy shower heads that have aromatherapy?
Aromatherapy?
You were talking earlier about the wonderful smell of greasewood on the rain on the desert. Well, how would you like to have that smell in your shower?
I'd buy that.
Yeah, would you buy that?
Oh, creosote smell?
Yeah.
Every time you... Oh, I love that smell.
Yeah. I mean, it was the soap Native Americans used... until white man brought lye, you know. But creosote's one of the most natural, aromatic, and cleansing saps there is. It makes a great soap. But maybe you'd prefer lavender.
We also have, well, so we'll talk about shower heads in the next segment. Ben's also on the line with an air conditioning question, 1-888-767-4348. And a texter wanted to know, what's the dye and weed killer for? You know, that's just to, that's for the applicator to mark where he's already sprayed. And yes, it will fade and disappear over time. If you're doing it for your home property, probably an overkill and something you don't need to spend the money on. That's just, like I said, it's extra dye to mark where your wand has passed.